Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
In this episode of the podcast, we talk about a couple of May 11th Hall of Fame birthdays and these players' great stories, and it's all coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen. Because today we have the May 11th football history headlines and birthdays of Hall of Famers. And it's more on the birthdays of Hall of Famers side for this May 11th, because we have a couple of great college football Hall of Famers that we are going to talk about their birthdays and their contributions to college football that made them set up as being displayed in the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta, Georgia. So let's start off in our May 11th birthday. 1874, Germantown, Pennsylvania. Princeton University's brilliant end and tackle, Langdon Lee, was born. Langdon was often called Biffy by friends, and he is credited as being Princeton University's first ever official football coach, according to the National Football Foundation's bio on him. Biffy became the cornerstone of the Tigers' defense in an era when defense dominated the sport. Lee would garner the first of his three All-America awards as a sophomore in 1893, leading the Orange and Black to an untainted 11-0-0 record. The bio goes on to describe that Lee was a swift, aggressive, and agile, and Langdon roamed the field from his end or tackle position like a big cat stalking his prey of ball carriers. Lee was denoted as a small blocker and tackler, yet he captained the Princeton team, which finished 10-1-1 in 1895. Yale was the only team to rattle the Tigers' cage that season, dropping the Orange and Black on a 20-10 game to place a single mark in Yale column. Up until 1901, players or alumni served as coaches of the Princeton teams. But that year, school officials decided to name Lee as their first formal coach. He promptly led the team to a 9-1-1 record. However, that season was the only one where Lee served at the helm of the Tigers with the title of coach. During Biffy's four seasons wearing orange and black, he anchored a defense that posted 35 shutouts in 47 games. He was soon not forgotten either, as 50 years after he played his last game for the Tigers, he was still being named to the all-time Eastern teams. Langdon Biffy Lee received the great honor of being selected for inclusion into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1964. And if you want to be able to read some old articles, you need to check out newspapers.com. At newspapers.com, you get access to over 640 million pages worth of news from the U.S., Canada, England, Scotland, Ireland, and more, dating back to 1798 all the way to yesterday. Get a free one-week subscription to newspapers.com by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers. And with a paid subscription, you'll be helping to support the production of this and other Sports History Network shows. That's sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers. Our next birthday took place on May 11th, 1983, almost 100 years from the other one. Santa Ana, California. Southern California's quarterback from 2003 to 2005, Matt Leinart, celebrates his date of birth. The Trojan signal caller had one of the top careers in the history of any college player. Matt took home the prestige of the 2004 Heisman Trophy while guiding his USC squad to consecutive national championships, according to the National Football Foundation's bio on him. Leinart was a two-time first-team All-America. He earned consensus honors in 2004, when besides earning the Heisman, he also claimed the Walter Camp Award, Manning Award, the AP Player of the Year Award, and Matt was also the two-time Pac-10 Player of the Year as the Trojans claimed consecutive AP national titles after wins in the 2004 Rose Bowl, where he earned MVP honors, that's Leinart, and the 2005 Orange Bowl. In 2005, Leinart finished third on the Heisman ballot and led USC to a national championship game appearance in the 2006 Rose Bowl. Amazingly, Pete Carroll's coach teams led the Trojans during Leinart's tenure. They lost only twice in that span, posting a lofty record of 37 wins and only two losses. He once threw 212 completions without an interception, among other Pac-10 conference records. The standout QB held a school record for three 3,000-yard passing seasons and set 12 other USC records by his career's end. Currently, he's ranked third in school history with 10,693 passing yards, and Leinart's 1.85 percentage interception ratio was an NCAA record, and his 94.9 winning percentage was a school record and second best in NCAA history. Leinart's number 11 USC jersey was retired after his last game wearing a uniform, and the College Football Hall of Fame proudly placed a display in the honor of Matt Leinart into their legendary museum in the year 2017. Leinart was selected 10th overall by the Arizona Cardinals in the 2006 NFL Draft, and he played for the Cardinals, the Houston Texans, Oakland Raiders, Buffalo Bills during his career. And he had a brief career. He was sort of the backup quarterback, never really got that starting gig. He had a chance with the Cardinals, just couldn't ever win that offense over. And but still, I mean, what a college career that is. 37-2 while he was with the team. A couple of national championships, and he lost another one. He lost that heartbreaker to the University of Texas. One of the greatest games in probably NCAA bowl game history, that Texas-USC game of 2005, I believe it was. Matt Leinart was a great quarterback, set all kinds of those NCAA records. Another place where you can see all kinds of records is go to sportshistorynetwork.com, because we have some records that we're talking about each and every day in the world of sports, because sportshistorynetwork.com is the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, and you have about 20 different podcasters putting out 20 different podcasts that just covered a range of everything in the world of sports history. So you can make sure you check that out, sportshistorynetwork.com. Also, check out pigskindispatch.com, because there we cover everything football history in a positive vibe. And you can go onto our search it box that's on the front page of pigskindispatch.com. Search just about any term you want to or name and click it in there, and that powerful URL to go system will go through and find anywhere on Pigskin Dispatch or with our partners on the Sports History Network, and we'll come up with an answer for you. And if we don't, give us an email at pigskindispatch@gmail.com, and we will try to come up with that answer for you and make sure it gets put into our database, because we want to cover everything and be your complete football history website, pigskindispatch.com. So make sure you check those out. We have some great bonus editions coming out, especially today. There's one with our Football by Numbers series. Make sure you give that a listen as soon as you get done here. And we're going to have some throughout the week here, because remember, we're putting out 10 to 11 different podcasts just from the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch. And there's many more coming from Sports History Network, so check those out too. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
The 2021 Professional Football Researchers Association Convention will be held at the Gold Jacket Lounge at the Pro Football Hall of Fame during the final weekend of June. Convention speakers will celebrate the 100th anniversary of the founding of the NFL. The fee for the convention is $50 for members and $100 for non-members. The fee includes admission to the convention and Pro Football Hall of Fame, meals on Friday evening and Saturday afternoon, and free parking. All convention activities are subject to COVID-19 protocols. For more details, click on the 2021 PFRA convention link at profootballresearchers.org.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.